It's been an incredible experience, and certainly one of probably, if not the hardest Grand Tour I've ridden.
The day after making those comments, Chris Froome was crossing the finish line in Madrid. With a glass of champagne in hand, he was toasting a heroic achievement with his Team Sky teammates. The British rider had not only won Vuelta a España for the first time, but he had smashed the competition.
I've been fighting for this victory now for 6 years, and for 3 years I've been standing on the second step, so it's just amazing to stand on the top step this time.
Froome has been at the top of world cycling for the last 4 years, and 2017 was looking like it would end on another high. But the battle to avoid being stripped of his Vuelta a España crown is on, after The Guardian and Le Monde media outlets published the results of a failed drugs test. Salbutamol was reportedly found in his urine sample taken on September the 7th, stage 18 of 21 in the grueling race. While it is not a banned substance, salbutamol is capped at 1,000 nanograms per milliliter without a therapeutic use exemption, or TUE. Froome had double that amount, but he's maintaining his innocence.
I can understand a lot of people's reactions, especially given the history of the sport, but I think this is obviously a very different case. This is not a positive test. As it stands, the UCI have asked me for more information regarding my use of salbutamol, which is a very common medicine used in treating asthma. I think all the asthmatics out there will know what salbutamol is. I've obviously only been too happy to try and help the UCI fill in the blanks there and to give all that information up along with the team to try and get to the bottom of what has happened here.
British sports scientist Dr. John Dickinson says there are feasible answers.
We know a lot of athletes have asthma, and we know a lot of them use salbutamol to treat it. Having that the level that it's been found with is a little bit on the high side, but we do know it is possible for athletes to produce the concentrations of salbutamol that Chris has had in his urine and take a dose within the allowed limit. Now, if an asthmatic takes salbutamol, it doesn't give them any other advantage apart from the fact it makes their lungs appear normal. From a performance point of view, what we see is if you take an inhaled salbutamol, we don't actually see any improvement in endurance performance or strength and power performance. But what we do see, if we take a lot of salbutamol, it can potentially improve strength and power performance, but we don't see any improvement in endurance performance.
Froome was notified within a fortnight, and the UCI, cycling's governing body, says a B sample confirmed the initial results. He is not suspended. Cycling writer Michael Hutchinson says the ramifications of the test result are big, though pointing to Froome's earlier criticism of former teammate Bradley Wiggins.
He was very critical of Wiggins' use of TUEs as someone who is on his own team, as someone who is his team leader. So to come from that background and then produce an adverse analytical finding, which is where he is now, is enormously damaging.
Only a month ago, UK anti-doping closed an investigation without charge involving Team Sky and a so-called mystery package sent to Wiggins in 2011. The revelation of Froome's failed test again puts a spotlight on world cycling. Disgraced United States cyclist Lance Armstrong was stripped of 7 Tour de France titles, and Australian cyclists Stuart O'Grady and Matthew White have previously admitted to doping. In 2007, Italian cyclist Alessandro Patacci was found to have excessive salbutamol, much like Froome, and was given a 12-month ban. Froome's fate now lies in his explanation to the UCI, and he's pointing to his past record.
I've always taken my leadership position in the sport very seriously. I mean, obviously the sport is coming from a place with a very dark background, and I've tried to do everything throughout my career to try and show that the sport has turned around.